هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینا.
سالی پر کسی که وکو ای جی ال بیست دناسرت کسی کی در آسای بردوا با بدستینانی آزادی خوی لگردگای کچ برانی استرالیا. امرو او پنابر سوریا دوباره لتیکو شاندایا با بدستینانی آزادی. حکومتی فدرال داوی پیدا چونوی کردوا ل دادگای فدرال با او بریاری کبو به هوی آزاد کردنی برز محمود لمانگینوی سالی پرده. روژی سه شما پارزرانی نیونری حکومت سکال خویان پیشکش کرد با حلوشانوی او بریاری سالی پر. اوان گنگشه دکن که او انجاما نایاسایی و کسانی که هولاتی استرالینین رایان پیدراوا با اوی بچنو کوملگاوا.
So the Commonwealth was very, very concerned about this case and they basically just argued that the federal court judge Justice Bromberg got it wrong.
La 2014 AJL Beast visa ke puchal krayawa lejer burgayasai 501 bo kochberi kwatai awabu aw hawlati neo la australia banayasai demenetawa.
Because he's from Syria and Syria in recent years has largely fallen apart, once all his appeals to try and get his visa back had failed, he was really stuck in indefinite detention in Australia because there was nowhere that the government really was prepared to return him to or really tried to. So this is a case of somebody who was going to sit and had sat in detention for years with nothing happening.
Alison Batterson, که پر زری اوا او کسی بره و برد سالی پر. او پرنسیپی که یاسایی تایبتی بکر هینا با گنگش کردنو برگری لعو کج برا. پر زرکی گنگش کرد که او 29 سالانه به شوه که نا یاسایی للاین فرمانگی کارو بری ناخوا راگی رابو که هر وحا هیچ هنگاوی کن ننابو با دیپورت کردنی با سوریا.
The day that happened on the 11th of September 2020 was an extraordinary day. I think I started to shake when the decision was handed down because it's almost unprecedented in Australian legal history.
پارزری برای بری گشتی ستفن دانهیو لبردم دادگا روژی سه شما شی کردوا که امبریارا واتای لناو بردنی سیستمی کجبری استرالیایا. او رای گیاند که یاسای کجبری اشکرای کردوا که هرچ کسیک وکو نه هاولاتیو نه یاسایی لقلم بدرید دبید لگردگای کجبران بمینه توا. حتا که او کاتی که ویزای کی یاسایی بدست دهینن این ولاتک بجه دهیلن. برز پاتیسن دالید که ام کیسه بوی هیمه نیگرانی بید با حکومت به هوی اوی اما کاریگری دبید با سر زور بی او کسانی که وکو پنابرن و هر وها اوانی که هاولاتین.
A number of worrying precedents for the Commonwealth. One is that if you have someone in immigration detention, the Commonwealth might actually have to take steps to resolve that person's status, which on any human level or even professional level is obviously entirely appropriate. And two, that there could be a group of people in the community who are neither citizens nor do they have visas.
گر به تو حکومت دو رابط لأو پیدا چونوه دا برز باتسن لأو باور دایا که اما پیشینه کی نوی تو مر بکاد بو که سی هاو شیوا لآینده دا به تایبتی بو او کسانی که بو ماوی ندیاری کراو لگرد گاکن مونتوا.
Look, it is an incredibly significant case. For AJL20, it means freedom. And it means a chance to be with his family and to support his family. At the moment, he's not a citizen and nor does he have a visa, so he's in the community on the order of the court. For everyone else, it is a beacon of hope that for people, you know, for example, people from South Sudan who came as a child, you know, who when they left South Sudan, it wasn't even a country. There are many people like that who are stuck in indefinite detention where, on the evidence, no steps are being taken to pursue the purpose of their removal. So they're just being warehoused, and that must stop.
بلام پارزر کارلین گریدن ل نواندی سرچاوی پناخوازانو اسایلم سیکر ریسورس سنتر دلید گربیتو حکومت امش لدست بدات شوازی دی که زوره بو اوی اوان بتوانن او بریاره هلوشن نو.
It is a really significant and important decision, but it will not automatically translate into a legal remedy for all of those in protracted immigration detention around Australia. Even if ALJ 20 wins, it may still be possible for the government to come up with its own workarounds of the decision. So either through a legislative change or through just the way that they case manage these long-term detention cases.
أودلت همو دسبسر كرابي كلاغيرتكا كانن وكوتاك مامالان لغل دكريت.
We are working with a lot of people in immigration detention, providing them with individualised legal advice about what their prospects of a similar kind of habeas corpus application process may be. Emphasizing that it is very much based on the individual facts of people's cases.
اما شوازيكا باريز باتسن دالت كهموكات ناچاوروان كراوبوا انجامكاني.
The inconsistency of decision making within the Department of Home Affairs is stunning. You know, you get people with very severe criminal records, very long, who aren't refugees, who are given their visas back, and then you get refugees with maybe an AVO infraction, which is serious, but is not comparable to other crimes that other people have committed who've gotten their visas back, and this person just rots away. Or many of my clients have no criminal conviction. Or some of them may have an ASIO adverse security assessment, but as ASIO redoes those assessments, they're consistently downgraded to the point where the original assessment is just a joke. So it's highly dependent on the individual circumstances. But the fact remains that migrants are a positive to the Australian community, not a negative. And, you know, these people are in the community with jobs, contributing taxes, and making Australia a more vibrant place.
بریار سبارت با امپیدا چونویا لچند هفته ده هاتو ده ددرت. برزان گتن گرد لراپورته کللاین ملیسیا آلیه و آماده کرابو بو حوالی SBS.
لایک بکا، پارا و بکا، تیب نیا خواب نفسینا، SBS کردی لسر فیسبوک بشو بینا.